This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Principles of Friendship. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dear listeners. My name is Hussein Hinzano and you're listening to A to Z program from IRB English Radio. Now today, we are talking about the principles of friendship. The main point that we're talking in this particular program today is how to be a successful friend. Now, friendship doesn't need us to be selfish. We need to be good people. We need to be the kinds of people who love things for others that we love ourselves. If you like something for yourself, make sure you like the same thing to be for your friend, to be for the person that you consider as your partner. Now, the teachings that we get from the Quran, from the Prophet, from the progeny of the Prophet, the people of the house of the Prophet, the progeny, the 12 Imams, the teachings and guidance show us that a selfish person will never attract friends towards himself. And even if he gets them, even if he attracts them, he will lose them quickly due to his selfishness, because he doesn't like for them what he likes for himself and doesn't hate for them what he hates for himself. Rather, he behaves with selfishness and tries to use them for his own personal interest. Thus, they run away from him. The friends definitely are going to run away from him. Why? Because he's selfish. He's not considering that whatever I like for myself is the same thing this particular partner of mine would like. If I like to play football in my life during this particular period of time, then the same thing means that my friend, my partner, the person I consider my friend, would like to play football at the same exact time. So I should like for myself what I like for him. If I see that playing football during this particular period is a good thing, then I would advise him, hey, my friend, please come play with me during this particular period of time. Why? Because it's healthy, because it will make you, be a healthy person in life. It will make you be a strong person physically and mentally. So you advise them, you bring them closer to you. You stop being selfish. You give them what you like, because whatever you like is what they will like. If you like a certain kind of foods and snacks, make sure whenever you find time and space and you have like enough money to buy for them, buy for them. You have enough time to bring them to like your trips, to bring them to through the park or anything. Bring them to the park. Spend time with them. That's the best way of you to build up your friendship, and that is among the best way for you to be a successful friend.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from IRB English Radio. We've been talking about the principles of friendship. Now, in the past few minutes, we've been talking about how to be a successful friend. And we say that among the best way of you to being a successful friend is to not be selfish. Try and like for yourself what you like for others. No, try and like for others what you like for yourself. As a good friend, you need to make sure that if I like this particular thing, I need to make sure that the same thing I would want it to be for my friend also, and not the otherwise. So, among the main points that we are trying to highlight here is that all the sacrifices that you are making, you should make them for the sake of your friends. You should make them for the sake of the people you're living with. Why? Because then these people will love you sincerely, and they will sacrifice all that has for your sake. They will respect you. They respect the feelings. They respect the feelings you're showing them, and the friendship will increase. Therefore, for you to get friends, in order for you to get friends, to get good people to live with, and to build up a successful relationship of friendship, you must not show selfishness toward your friends. Rather, associate them with good manners and sacrifice. And when we are talking about sacrifice, we mean to present the interest of others over your own. Whenever you feel they are in need of such interest, the Holy Quran outlines the sacrifices made by the righteous companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Between themselves as brothers, the companions of the Prophet lived in a sincere friendship. For example, the Ansar, the people of Medina, sacrificed and presented all of what the Muhajirun, or the people of Mecca, needed, like shelter. They provided them with shelter, with food, with wives, with clothes, and money and everything. All this is a show of friendship, show of love, and this is among the best traits, the best commodities that we could use to build up a good relationship and a good friendship and to be successful friends. Dear listeners, thank you so much for listening to this. Till next episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.